ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Avodah Zarah is dedicated to Le'ilui Nishmas Nechemya ben Reb David Olav HaShalom.
Today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah says that the goyim that are oived, the mountains, so the mountains are mutter. This din is not only by goyim, also if a Jew is oived the mountain does not become usher from Avodah Zarah. To learn that, but the tziboy of the har is usher. Basically, he says, upon the mountain, we'll see later about the tzipui, but the mountain itself does not become usher with Itzer of Avodah Zarah. That's before in the Mishnah by us. In the Sugyan Chulin Daf Mem, Amar Aleph, it's before in the Gemara, that a person that brings a carbon, L'shem Ahar, that the carbon is not Nesar. A person Shechs a Behema, for as a mice of hakrovas avodah zarah for a har, as the har being the avodah zarah, so the behema is not nesar with the iser of tikrovas avodah zarah, because a har is not only is the har not nesar, also the carbon that's brought to the har is also not nesar. Those are the dinim that are mavur about a har, about mechuber. So there's a machlekes arishonim. How to understand what is the geder of this miut that a har does not become nesar with avodah zarah? Rashi by us, not excluding what Rashi says in the parentheses, but the Ikar Perish of Rashi by us, also Rashi in Chulin there and Daf Mem, Rashi is mavur that the geder is that the har does not become an avodah zarah, does not become an eloiha. It's pasuk. It's not an avodah zarah. That's what without the pasuk we would think that the har does become an avodah zarah. Pasuk says that Eloheim Eloharim Eloharim Eloheim. The har is not an Eloha. Har does not become an Avodah Zarah. Therefore, it's very understandable. The har is not Nesar. And also, the carbon for the har is not Nesar. Because the har is simply not an Avodah Zarah. However, the ones that are Oivid are Chayiv Misa. The ones that are Oivid the har are Chayiv Misa. How do you know that the ones that are Oivid are before Shigmar later on, that the Oiv the Mesahar are Chayev Misa. So Rashi says that even though the Har is not an Avodah Zarah, but the one that's Oiv the Har is Chayev Misa, because he's Mechavin L'Shem Avodah Zarah. Because he is planning, he's trying to be Oiv an Avodah Zarah, he bows down to the Har. In his mind, the Har is an Avodah Zarah. Even though the Torah says the Har does not become an Avodah Zarah, so it doesn't matter for the chiv misa of the person. It's enough that he's mechavein l'shem avodah zarah. That is the opinion of Rashi. Rabbi Nutam by us and the Ramban and Chulin say that doesn't make sense. If the har is not an avodah zarah, so also the person that's oived it is also not chayiv. You have to be the isra should bring oived avodah zarah. If the har is not an avodah zarah, then how can the oived be chayiv? So Tosfos in Chulin gives a little makar for this din fi Rashi. Rashi again says that even though the har is not an avodah zarah, still the one that's oived it is chayiv. Says Tosfos, because it's mefurish in the pasuk that the person that bows down to the shemesh and the areach and the kechovim is chayiv for being oived avodah zarah, even though they are kavu and the galgal. They're set in their constellations. They're immobile. He says that's also called mechuber. So we see that oivir ha-mechuber is chayiv. That's a makar to Shitas Rashi to be mechalik between the din of the har itself and the oivir ha-har. Even though mechuber is not nesar, but the oivir ha-mechuber is chayiv misa. So firstly, Tais points out there that Rashi himself and Chulin before not that way. Rashi and Mavur, that the Shemesh and the Reach are called Tolush and not Mechuber. But even if we'll agree to Tesis, that it's turned out of the Pasuk, still the Geder is Tzarech Bir, L'chayr Manavshach. If it's Yen Avodah Zarah, then also the carbon for it should be Yasser. And if it's not an Avodah Zarah, then the carbon should be Mutter. If it's not an Avodah Zarah, then also the one that bows down should not be Chayiv Misa. What's his Geder? So the Tesis Rosh by us, when he brings on this opinion of Rashi, Tzarosh says that he's mechavin for Avodah Zarah, the kofar boiker, and he's being kofar in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Lashon of the Rimi Lunil, or being Yosef Milunil, right, he writes, the people that are over the har are machisin la kadosh baruch hu b'davar she'ein b'tehelis. They're getting a kadosh baruch hu angry with a meaningless thing. So even though it's not an avodah zara, you could still be chayiv. Sets are coming to answer this problem that you have to be over to be chayiv. You have to be over avodah zara. So what they're saying, that a person is kafir be'ikar and it's davar she'ein b'tehelis this har. But L'chari didn't answer the question. An atheist is also kafir be'ikar. He's a very bad person. He's a mummer. He's very, very bad. But he's not an Oved Avodah Zarah. Oved Avodah Zarah is someone that's Oved something which is an Avodah Zarah. A person is Oved nothing. He says, I'm bowing down to nothing right now. Because nothing is God. What? There's no Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah has to be something. So if the gather is that the har does not become an Eliha, so how is it that the Ovid is chayiv? The MS opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that the Olam Har is Yen Avodah Zarah. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam holds that Be'etim Tikraibis for a Har is Asur. Because the Har is an Avodah Zarah. Just to mute that the Har is not Nesar. That the Har is not Chalin in the Itzar of Avodah Zarah. But the Atar itself is yet considered an Avodah Zarah. Rashi holds this concept by other things. Rashi says there in Chulin that a Bal Chai is not Nesar Lehedyot. A person bows down to an animal. So the animal is not Chalanit Isra of Avodah Zarah. Rashi says, but the animal is yet called an Avodah Zarah. Rashi brings a Pasuk in Sefer Bereishis. In Sefer Shmois. He Nizbach has Toyavas Mitzrayim Leinein Veloyis Kelunu. Moshe tells Paroi. How could we be that will shecht the Toyavas Mitzrayim, the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim, and they're not going to kill us when they see that we're being makriv a seh as a korban, and Mitzrayim hold that a seh is an Avodah Zarah, so they're going to kill us for shechting their Avodah Zarah. Rashi, as you see, that it's called an Avodah Zarah. It's called Toyavas Mitzrayim. The pasuk calls it in an opposite lashon, in a lashon saginor, but it means that it's called the Avodah Zarah of Mitzrayim. See that a seh. It's called an Avodah Zarah. So we have this concept where something could be an Avodah Zarah, and yet it's not Nesar. Rashi agrees that by Balei Chayim. But Rabbeinu Tam says it's also Mechuber is that way. Also Mechuber is it's Chalan in Hashem Avodah Zarah. Just it itself is not Nesar. And therefore Rabbeinu Tam holds that the Tikrevis is Mutter. That's very simple. Problem is that the Gemara in Chulin says that the Tikrevis is Mutter. That's the Ikar Makar, to say that the Mechuber does not become an Avodah Zarah. It's from the Gemara in Chulin. When there the Gemara says that the thing that you're Makriv, the Korban to the Har, is also Mutter. And Rabbeinu Tam says that the Korban is Asur. So what does he do with the Gemara in Chulin? So Rabbeinu Tam says that there it's talking about that you're Makriv far away from the Har. So because it's not right next to the Har, so Mistami Yor and Mechavim L'Shei Mahar. So Tais is very bothered. But you say, we're talking about that you say you're makar v'l'shei mahar. If you start from just stam shech sekarban, shech se behema, so for sure we don't assume that he's doing avodah zarah. We're talking about a person shech se behema, nowhere near any mountain, but he says he's doing it l'shei the mountain. Always for avodah zarah, you don't need to be close to the avodah zarah in order that it should be considered a tikraivis. A person can bring a karban to the shemesh and the areach, or to someone who lives across the world. That's also called a carbon for Avodah Zarah. So if the person says that he's bringing it l'shem the har, even if the har is far away, if the har, l'fir bein time that the har is an Avodah Zarah, so the har should the carbon should for sure be Nesar. That's his question on Rabbeinu Tam, and I do not have a good answer for Rabbeinu Tam. What's pshat on Rabbeinu Tam? Taisa doesn't know pshat on Rabbeinu Tam. So far we've learned two opinions. The opinion of Rashi is that the har is not an Eloiha, and still the oyved is chayiv misa because he's kofir be'ikar, the Tzeis Rosh says. That's the opinion of Rashi. And the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam is that if we see that the person that's oyved is chayiv, it must be that it's yeh an Eloiha. What's a pshat that it's not Nesar? It's exerts a kosher that it's not Nesar, even though it's an Eloiha. And therefore the tikroivis is usher, according to Rabbeinu Tam. In the Tzeis HaRosh, Bayas brings in B'Shem Rabbeinu Shimshin, a third mahalach, And that's why the Oved is Chayiv Misa. So why is the Tekroivas Mutter, like the Gemara says in Chulin, which we said before, that was the Ikar Makar for Rashi, is the Gemara in Chulin, that the Tekroivas is Mutter. So it says the Teis HaRash, that we learn out of the Kelim Shenishtamshu Behen Lahorim, Shein Mutarim. We'll see that more in the Hemshech, but the Gemara says later on, that if you're makarv a carbon to a har, and you're makarv it in a kli, so all kelim that were used for the mishamshi avodah zarah, the klal and the mishamshi avodah zarah, are nesar, but the mishamshim of the har are mutter. That's how you learn the Gemara later on. We'll see more later. But the Gemara later on in daf nanal from a base that only the kelim that were used to mishamish the elei heyem al harim are asar, but the kelim that were used to mishamish the harim themselves are mutter. So just like the misham shehahar are mutter, huadin the tikrevis of the har is mutter, but the oilam the har is yen avodah zarah. But we have a limud to say that the tikrevis is mutter. So that's, I guess, the most simple mal without the biggest chidushim. Rashi holds that from the fact that tikrevis is mutter, it must be that it's not an avodah zarah. It's difficult according to Rashi. Why is the oivid chayiv misa? In the Tam says from the fact oivid is chayiv misa, must be that tikrevis is also aser. That's difficult from the Gemara in Chulin that says the Tekreivis is mutter. And that Rabbeinu Tam wants to say it's because you're far away from the Har, which is a difficult answer. And Teis HaRash says no, that the Har is an Avodah Zarah, the Avodah is Chayiv Misa, and the fact that the Tekreivis is mutter, and that we have Yafuta from Kalim, just like the Kalim are mutter, who are then the Tekreivis is mutter. We have to understand better the opinion of Rashi, that why is the Oivir Chayiv Misa because he's Koifer Be'ikr? What does that mean? So Be'emes, I had a hard time understanding this whole question whether the Har is an Avodah Zarah or it's not an Avodah Zarah. And if Nafkamina, whether the Oivir is Chayiv Misa, what does it mean to become an Avodah Zarah? To Mechayiv the Oivir. All right, let's say Reuven bows down to Shimon. So Reuven is Chayiv Misa. So why is that? Because Shimon became an Avodah Zarah. So firstly, Shimon might not know about it. And even if Shimon knows, Shimon might say, Reuven, no, don't bow down to me. And even in these cases, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. In what way, Shimon became a different person now? Shimon until now, he was a regular Shimon. But now he's Shimon the Avodah Zarah. Something changed about Shimon. For sure, there's no Itzer Chal in him. We don't have to kill Shimon because he became an Avodah Zarah. That's for sure not. But the fact that Avodah Zarah doesn't mean that something l'chayra, something actually changed about the Chefza, that the Chefza became an Avodah Zarah. The Chefza is different. Avodah Zarah, the idea of Avodah Zarah is that a person takes something which is meaningless, and he says that there are powers to it. It has godly powers to this thing which is meaningless. You take an idol, you take this moon, the sun, the moon, a mountain, a person, a worm, whatever it is, and you take something which is has no godly powers, and you say that I hold that it does have godly powers. That's what Avodah Zarah is. So we don't need an Avodah Zarah to be chal in the Chefza, that the Chefza has to change idea that it became an Avodah Zarah. No. Making something into an Avodah Zarah means that a person attributes godly powers to it. So it might be that it's not chal anything in the Chefza, but the idea of Avodah Zarah is that you take something which is be'etzem meaningless, and you say that now it has powers. So that could apply to anything in the world. So what's this question about the Har? So Kinira, what the Rishonim understood, is that a Har, that if we see that the tikrevis of a Har is mutter, it must be that the Har, that you can't attribute any powers to it. It's kilu meaningless. It's to a person you could attribute powers to him, even though he doesn't have any godly powers. But I could say that he does. And therefore, therefore the person that's oivid him is Chayiv Misa. Reuven that's oivid Shimon is Chayiv Misa. Also, Reuven brings a carbon to Shimon. The carbon becomes Usser. Because even though Shimon doesn't have any powers, and Shimon didn't change by becoming an Avodah Zarah. But when Reuven said that he's an Avodah Zarah, so in Reuven's mind, Shimon is an Avodah Zarah. So therefore, Reuven is Chayiv Misa. And also Reuven's carbon is also Nesar, because in Reuven's mind, Shimon is an Avodah Zarah. So that's what goes on by any Avodah Zarah, that's what goes on. Even though Shimon doesn't become, nothing changed about Shimon himself. But in Reuven's mind, Shimon is a different type of person. Shimon is not a person. Shimon has godly powers. So therefore, the Reuven is chayiv misa and the carbon is aser. If we see that the carbon of a har is mutter, then it must be that you can't even attribute godly powers to a har. A har is kilu meaningless. A har is just something of it, nothing. A person says that I think nothing has godly powers. But that sentence doesn't make any sense. Nothing can't have powers. So the Rishonim understood, Rashi understood that the miyud of har is a similar thing. Har is kilu meaningless. It's not a chefza. It's not something. It's just the kilu doesn't exist. Obviously, it exists. Obviously, it's here in the world, but because it's mechubar the karka itself or mechubar la karka, that's not a unique chefza. I would maybe give it as a mashal. We find that karka is inspired from many dinim in chesh and mishpat. There's no shavua on karka. There's no shmira on karka. Karka is kilu. It's not an independent entity. It's not like a chefza. So to who adinu is a smite from being an avodah zarah, in the sense that it's nothing. So that's why the tikrevis is mutter, and therefore the rishonim were bothered. So why is the oivid chayiv misa? And itak is tzarich bir. They say he's kofir beikar, or he's makes the kadosh baruch hu angry. Those are true, but that's not what avodah zarah is. Avodah zarah means you have to be oivid something. And if we say that the gedder of the pasuk by har, by mechuber, is that it's just nothing, so why is the oivid chayiv misa? That's really what Rabbeinu Tam and the Ramban were asking. So I found a little alachara pesach to answer up Rashi from the Teis by us. The maskan of Teis is like Rashi. The re holds like Rashi. The vada elav avodas koychov mikri k'dimasha ve'ashoychit in the Gemara in Chulin. Tikreiv zahar muteres. Therefore, the tikreivus is mutter. V'loydami lepeor tichsiv bei vayoych luziv chaynesim. Tahu talush havi. Teis says it's the tikreivus is mutter because it's not similar to peor. Because Pa'ar is the makar for the iser of the tikrevis. That a carbon to avodah zarah is aser. Because it says in Pasuk in Tehillim about Pa'ar, Vayerich luziv chay mesim. And just like a mace is aser bahana, who adin the zevach to a Pa'ar, the carbon to a Pa'ar is aser bahana. And that's the makar for tikrevis avodah zarah, which is aser bahana. So Taisa says that the tikrevis of a Pa'ar is tikrevis of a har is mutter, because it's not similar to Pa'ar. Where we learn out the Isra of Tikreivis, because Pa'ar was Talush, and the Har is Mechuber. So the Maram here asks on Taisus, why does Taisus need that? Taisus said that the reason that there's no Tikreivis is because the Har is not an Avodah Zarah. So it's Pasha there's no Tikreivis, because you're doing it to nothing. So what does Taisus need this? So a very big question on Taisus. So the guys of Rebbeleizer Moshe Horowitz in the back of the Gemara says Rebbeleizer Moshe, and just like we see that the one who is mishtachave is chayiv, so we see that in his mind it's yen avodah zarah. So to who adin the tikreivus would also be aser, except that we learn out of par. That we need to learn out of par that it's mutter. Those are his words. So I think what he means to say is the following: that there's a difference between the gavra and the chefza. That with the miut of that the mechuber is not nesar, is that the mechuber itself is not considered an avodah zarah. That's the miut. That's only klape the chefza. The chefza does not become an avodah zarah. But the person that's being oivid dahar, the person thinks that the har is an avodah zarah. It's not like we said before, like a person that's oivid nothing. Presents oivid nothing is stam shaita. It doesn't make any sense. Here, the person that's oivid dahar believes that dahar has godly powers. That's why he's being oivid dahar. So, in the mind of the oivid, the har is yen avodah zarah. So that's why number one, the oivid is chayiv misa, because that's what Rashi means avodah zarah mechavni. Means it's true for in order to be mechayiv the oivid, we don't need that the chefta became an avodah zarah. Like we asked before, when Reuven bows down to Shimon, and Shimon didn't change, Shimon didn't become an avodah zarah, and yet Reuven is chayiv because in Reuven's eyes, Shimon has godly powers. So hu adin when a person bows down to a har, if the har has godly powers, so in the person's mind, the har is an avodah zarah. So he thinks he's oivid avodah zarah. That's enough to be mechayivim. We don't need that the chefta should be chaled, it should be called an eleha, that it itself is nesar, as that dinim that are chal on it. it's enough. And mitzad the gavra in his mind thinks that it's an avodah zara. Therefore, we can mechayev him for his avodah. So it says Rav Lezer Moshe. So I would think also that the tikkurevus is aser. Who says that the tikkurevus is totally in the fact that the chefta is an avodah zara? If the person that's banged down to the har thinks that the har is an avodah zara, he is doing a maisa avodah to avodah zara, and that's why we're killing him because he did a maisa of avodah zara. So also the carbon that he brought also could be usher, because he's bringing a carbon for something which he holds has godly powers. So he's in his mind he's doing a mice of avodah zara, even the chefta doesn't become an avodah zara. So that's why you could be mechayev misa. That's why we could say that the tikkurevus is usher, and we need to learn out of par say that no, that only by a talush it because it's the tikkurevus is aser, and not by something which is mechuber. So it seems that the geder of the limud of par is saying that no, that tikkurevus is not talui in the gavra doing a maisa avoda. That the tikkurevus is aser is because the tikkurevus became connected to the avoda zara. It's an avoda zara is it itself is chalim the shame avoda zara, and now there's a reshus of the avoda zara. There's a it's mispashe. The koyach of the avodah zara says not only that the avodah zara itself is an eloiha, but also it has a carbon. The carbon became it. Baruch Be'er has an arichus in the back of Birkas Shmuel in Baba Kama and Chilik Aleph in Birkas Shmuel. In the back there is a shtickel from a Baruch Be'er Miksav Yodai, and he writes there the inyan of tikrevis avodah zara is that it's chal mammon avodah zara on the tikrevis. So like just like a carbon is mammon gavaya. Quite in Tikrevis Avodah Zarah is that it's Mammon Avodah Zarah. That's how he describes the Indian of Tikrevis. So that's the heart where we learn out here of Pa'ar, is this idea that just like this is an Avodah Zarah, so it's also Chal, a shame of Tikrevis, and it's just like it's Chal, a shame Avodah Zarah in the Chefta, it can also be Chal Avodah Zarah in the Tikrevis. But on something which is in Smayit, that it's not, it doesn't become an avodah zara. So also it's tikrevis. Also it doesn't is not neser. That would be that's the chayav gishmak together. Lefi Rashi, there's a difference between the gavra and the chefta. That the klapi in the minds of the oved, it's he considered he's doing a maisa of avodah zara because he is attributing godly powers to this har. So it's considered a maisa of avodah zara. But the har it's not chal hashem avodah zara. And that's why it says we need a makar to say that also the tikrevis is not nesar. And what's learned out of the pasuk is that the isra of tikrevis is only is totally whether the chefs is an avodah zara. It's not totally whether the gavra did a mice of avodah zara. Just one last nafkamina here is what's the name of the kalim of a har? A person is avodah zara to a har. Are the mishamshim also aser? So tais in chulin and afmem. Says that Lefi Rashi, the Mishamshim, the Kelim are Mutter, the Mishamshim are Mutter, because it's not an Avodah Zarah, it's very Gishmak. However, Teis later on by us in Avodah Zarah and Afnun Beis, Teis says that the Kelim are Aser. Because it's different than Tikrevis, because Tikrevis is learned out of Pa'ar. But the Kelim are Aser. So Teis there is Pash coming out of a Pasuk. The Sugi is that the Kelim of the Har are Yeh Aser. Teis in Chulin learns the Pasuk is referring to the Eloheim Alaharim, to the idol on top of the mountain. But if a person is mishamish, the mountain has an avodah zara, so then the kelim are mutter. But Tais later on learns the Gemara Kipashtus, that also a person that's mishamish, that's oivid ahar, the kli is aser. So that's difficult. You have to mechalik between the kelim and the tikrevis. Tikrevis, we said, the gedra has to be is tikrevis, is totally whether the cheft became an avodah zara. If the chefs is an avodah zara, so then there's also mammon avodah zara to aser the tikrevis. That's also because it's shaykh to an avodah zara, to an eloiha. Coming that it's not chal hashem avodah zara in the chefza, so then the tikrevis is mutter. Mashein kein, kelim mishamshim will have to be according to Tesis. That's aser even though the chefza is not an avodah zara. Kelim it's enough that the gavra did a mace of avodah zara, and then aser is the kelim. That's a big Kiddush. That's what comes out if you taste it later on in Daf Nun Beis. So just again, to summarize very quickly, the three drachim we found in the Rishayin about Ahar is Rashi holds that it's not an Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Tikrevis is Mutter, but still the Oved is Chayiv Misa. Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's Yan Avodah Zarah, and the Krevis Bikar Adin is Usur unless it's far away from the Har, whatever the Svarah behind that is. Tzvi Sarosh holds that it is Yan Avodah Zarah, and that's why the Ovid is Chayv Misa. But we have a Yafusa to say that the Tekrevis is Mutter, just like the Kalim are Mutter, who are the Tekrevis is Mutter. Those are the opinion that the Kalim are Takam Mutter. So those are the three opinions that we have about the Har itself. So one last point here is the Din of Tzipui. The Gemara in the first Derech learns that the Machlekes between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yossi Aglili is what's the Din of Tzipui Har. Tanakama holds that Tzipui Har Einoi Kahar, and therefore it's Usur. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili holds that Tzipui Har Kahar, and it's Mutter. So here it's totally in the drachma we said before. If always the get like Rabbeinu Tam and the Tzvi Sarosh that a har is yen eliha, so you understand the tzad that the tzibu could be usher, because it's the tzibu you have a har, and a har betim it's considered eliha. Just the har is not nesar, but the tzibu which is not mechubur could be nesar. Or do we say that no, the tzibu har is entirely like the har, that just like the har is mutter, also the tzibu is mutter, even though the har is an eliha, but it's an eliha which is mutter, it wasn't chalanet isra v'idazara. So also in the tzipoi, it's not chalanit, it's ravei dazara. How much is the tzipoi batal to the har that also gets the heter of the har that it's not nesar or no? That because the har is a nevar and it's an eliha, and the tzipoi is not entirely batal to the har, so therefore the tzipoi could be usher. That's according to them. It's still used pashut. However, according to Rashi, it's very difficult. If the har is not an eliha, so why should the tzipoi be usher? Pashut, it's a tzipoi of nothing. It's the har. Well, there's pasha, nothing happening on this har. How in the world could the tzipui be neser? So Taisus answers up Lefi Rashi that we're talking about that the tzipui was on the har, and when they bowed down to the har, they also meant to bow down to the tzipui. But the only reason they were bowing down to the tzipui was because it was a tzipui of the har. They wouldn't stand bow down to this covering, but the har is such a great mountain. So and this mountain is so important. It's an avodah zarah. So once the mountain is an avodah zarah, then also the tzipui also should be an avodah zarah. So we understand the Tanakhama very well. The tzipui is usher because Amaisa they made the tzipui as an avodah zarah, and the tzipui is not mechubur. Basically, he has an interesting svara according to this, that because they're only avid the tzipui agav the har. If it wouldn't be for the har, they wouldn't be avid the tzipui. And the har is not an avodah zarah. So just like the har is not an avodah zarah, they're not called that. So the tzipui also can't become an avodah zarah, because the avodah of the tzipui is agav something which is not an avodah zarah. That's the heter of tzipui lefir basically, according to Rashi. That's what Tais says, that that's Rashi. So svar mechudeshes. Firstly, it's an ukimta that we're talking about. They were avodah tzipui, and also the svar for basically is a difficult svar to understand. Mashmaito of Rashi is not so much that way. Rashi is mashma that Rashi in the Masul Tanakama says Dichsivu Sachma Kesef Aleim Kol She Aleim. Anything which is on the har is also. So it's from that of a pasuk. It's a Zirsa Kosev. But it's mashma Rashi that it's not because they were oivid at Tzipui. That it's true that this har itself is not an Eliha, but the pasuk says that anything which is on something which we were oivid, people were oivid. So it could be Nesar. For you, we said before, it has a little bit more of a tam. That it's not the pshat in Rashi that stam the rekoifer be'ikr. And that's why they're chayv. What Rashi means to say is that it's klapi the person is called an amaisa avoida. So it's true that you need a dirsa kosher to make it usher, the tzipui, because amaisa the har is not an eliha. But there was something done to the har. There was an amaisa avoida klapi in the gavra that was done to the har. So then, Pasuk says, and if this har at least was the direction of a maisa of avodah zarah, so it could be chal an iser tzipui on it. This pasuk is mechadish that it's chal an iser tzipui on the har. Just forgot to mention before earlier on that what we said in Rashi, Peter Blazer Moshe Horowitz, that it's considered a maisa avodah in the gavra. That didn't mean to argue with Pshat in the Tesa Rosh that said that kofar be'ikr and Rabbi Nissan Milu Nil that said that there were machas Hakadosh Baruch Hu. I think that's the pshat and what they mean to say. What it means to say in Kofir Bikr is not that an atheist is Chayiv Misa for being Avid Avodah Zarah. It's not true. About only an Avid Avodah Zarah is Chayiv. But they mean that Avodah Zarah can be chayiv even if the Chefetz is not an Avodah Zarah. As long as for the person, it's considered a Ma'aseh Avodah. Harei he was kafir be'ikar. It's just a way of trying to demonstrate the fact that for the chiyuv Avodah Zarah in the Gavra, it's enough that the person did a Ma'aseh Avodah, even though the Chefetz did not become an Avodah Zarah. That's, I think, what they meant to say. Akoponim, that's the two drachim here in Tzipui. According to Rabbi Natan, the Gemara's Poshet, we're not referring to it that they were Oivid at Tzipui. They were only Oivid Ahar. Just that Tzipui is Neser. A Tzipui can get in an Isurim also. Masha'imkin, according to Rashi, we have to say that the Tzipui says, according to Rashi, that they were Oivid at Tzipui. And that's the only reason that it could be Aser. But we tried to medayik in Rashi, maybe not that way, even though they were not over the Tzipui, but it's exerted a cause that the Tzipui could be Nesar because they were over the Har. Just also one last very quick point about the Indian of Tzipui. That's Mavur here, that Tzipui is Aser. The Tzipui of an Avodah Zarah is Aser. Here it's talking about a Har, which is a Chiddush, but a regular Avodah Zarah. Mavur here, the Mavur that the Tzipui is Aser. The Rambam says about this, Rambam Perkhes, Avodah Zarah, Halacha Zayin, the Rambam says, Tzipui Asr Bahana, Vane Nekol Shu Loike, Shinemar Loi Sachem Et Kesef Ezov, that's our Pasuk, so it's Asr to be Nene from a Tzipui, the Kol Tzipui Avodah Zarah Arayin Bechlal Misham Sheh. Rambam is Mavur that the Gedder of the Isr of Tzipui, that it's like a Misham Sheh and Avodah Zarah. Just like the Kalim that were used to bring Karbanas Avodah Zarah Asr, because they're Misham Sheh Avodah Zarah. Also, the getter of the Isra of Tzipui is because the Tzipui is also a Mishamish of the Avodah Zarah. So the Minchas Chinuch asks the question of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Mishamish of Avodah Zarah get two Malkits for Loisavi al Beisecha and Loisipka Biyarcha Mumu Minachirah. According to the Rambam, every Tzipui should get Malkits also for those two things because it's a mishamish of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that Tzipui is chayiv forming mishamish Avodah Zarah. The gedder of Tzipui is as a mishamish of the Avodah Zarah. Says the Minchas Chinuch that there the Rambam is referring to a Tzipui of something which is chalan in the shem Avodah Zarah, which is nesar for Avodah Zarah. So then the mishamish of Marasar, and also in the Tzipui of a regular Avodah Zarah, you get the two isurim of a regular mishamishim, plus the isur miyuchad of Tzipui. You get three malkis. Which is not an Avodah Zarah, so and the Mishamshim are Mutter, so there we need a specific pasuk to asher the Tzipui. And here, like the Tanakhama holds, that the Tzipui is Aser. So here the Tzipui is only going to get the Isra Tzipui and not the Isra Mishamshim, because there is no Isra Mishamshim by Ahar. But the gather Tzipui is to be like the Mishamshim. Just by Ahar, it was said that only the unique Mishamish of Tzipui is Aser, not the regular Mishamshim or Aser. But by a regular Avodah Zarah, so the Mishamshim, you have two Malkias, and a Tzipui has three Malkias for the general Isser of Mishamshim, and also for the unique Isser of Tzipui. The next topic we're going to talk about is the Gemara Named Beis. Another point here, the Gemara Named Beis is the Sugya of Elon. Very interesting and interesting, and that's not such a simple sugya, the sugya of Elon. The Gemara's Mavur that the Machlokes, more second Derech wants to explain the Machlokes, Tanakam and Rabbi Yisraeli, is by the din of Elon Shinato El Basayf Avdai. Is the Elon Asar or not? And the Gemara brings later on that's for sure Machlokes Tanayim between the Chachamim and Rabbi Yisraeli Rabbi Yehuda, and the din of Elon Shinato El Basayf Avdai. Is the Elon Asar or not? The Chachamim hold that the Elon is Mutter. And basically, or basically, Rabbi Yehuda hold that Elon is Aser. So in our sugya, it's Mefurish that the one that the Rashi Rabbi Yehuda that argues holds that only what grows afterwards is Aser. Only the Gidua is Aser. What grows after you plant it, the thing that's there b'shas netia is Mutter. But what grows after the planting is Aser. That's Mefurish in our sugya. So just to mention that the sugya later on says not that way. The Gemara in Daf Memches Rav Ashi and Daf Memches Amud Aleph is more to be mechadish that everyone agrees that what grows afterwards is Aser, and the machlekes is on what you planted. Is what you planted Nesar or not? He learns it out of Sukkim. That's not our topic right now. You see that in Daf Memches. we have to now understand the sheet of Arsugya. Arsugya that holds that Lafid the Mandamar that Asrs, Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Yehuda that Asrs, it's only on what grows afterwards. But what's there, Bishas Netiya, is Mutter. So Rashi, in the Rimaschal Ilan Shenotay, Mavur, that the reason that what grows afterwards is Asrs is because it's called there's Tfisat Yad Adam Bizeh. Because in this thing that I made it grow because I planted it, so I was involved in this thing over here. So that's called the Shvisas Yad Adam. So in Cain, that's Rashi says. But if Cain it's Tzorach Bir, that also the Iker Ilan should be that way. If the Svar is causes Shvisas Yad, Shvisas Yad Mavur later on, if a person moves an object falls off a tree. If you move it from one place to another, that's called Shvisas Yad Adam. So here, if planting the tree is called Tzisas Yad Adam, to aser the things that grow new, the new things that grow, then also to aser the things that also should aser the ikar of the tree. Why is the difference between them? So, in the Ritva and Daf Mem Vav, it's Mavur, the way that he understood Rashi was that the heter of the ikar ha'ilon, of the part that you replanted, is because it's not called Tzisas Yad Adam. So again, Rashi Bayos says that the Isser of the new things that grow is because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And the Ritva says the Heter of the original part is because there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. So that's clear that these two different things. But the Svar is very difficult, and if anything, the Svar should be Fakert, should be the opposite. That when you take a tree and you plant it, so we could hear that on the tree itself, that you moved it and you planted it, that's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And the new things that grow, that's not unrelated to me. That kilu grew on its own. So if we had to make a differentiation in the tree, which part is called Tfisas Yad Adam, Chari would say that only the Iker is called Tfisas Yad Adam, but the Gidulim are called, there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. But in Rashi, it's before the opposite. That in the Gidulim, it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And Iker of the Elon is called, there's no Tfisas Yad Adam. That's Tzorech B'Yirav. So, the Chari Lipshad is like this. The first, to say 2 points. Firstly, that Rashi holds that the Tfisas Yad is not only Shaykh and the Gufa tree, and the Gufa Ilan, but also on the things that grow. When you take a branch and you plant it over here, so the fact that I'm planting it here, I've created that a new tree will grow here. And that, so number one, that this bark, this branch is over here. And I also created that the new tree is going to grow here. So all the things that come out from me moving this here are all related to me. They're all misyaches to me. But so it comes out that there's a tfisas yad adam both in the tree itself and in the things that grow. But it's different points in why it's called the tfisas yad adam. In the tree, it's just because I moved it here. That's why it's called tfisas yad adam. And the things that grow, it's because I made them grow. Because of me planting the tree, that's why there's all this continued growth in the tree. So I'm the one that caused the growth of the tree. That's what makes it a Tfisas Yad Adam. If that's the pshat, then we can understand the difference. That the tree, the whole Tfisas Yad Adam is removing it. So you could hear that once I replanted it, and now it became attached to the ground again, that's mafkia, the Tfisas Yad Adam. We no longer see that there's my involvement in it. It's true I moved it here, but now that I moved a movable item. But now that the tree became a chubar lakarka and it got roots and it became a much bigger tree, so it's mafkia the tfisas yad adam in just the gufa ilan that I put in. But in the gidul, in the thing that's growing afterwards, that by planting the tree, I caused all the continued growth of the tree. So that's always related to me. That's always connected to the person that planted it. So therefore, those things that grow, it's always called a Tfisas Yad Adam. Ashein kein, the tree, once you replanted it, so it's poka, it's no longer called a Tfisas Yad Adam. That's Lachari the Pshat in Rashi. So again, some Rashi Vayos, it's Mavur, that the Isser of what grows is because it's called Tfisas Yad Adam. And in the Ritvan Daf Mem Vav, it's Mavur that he understood in Rashi that the Heter of the Gufa Ilun is because it's not called Tfisas Yad Adam. So that's what he wanted to give this chilik between the two things. There is another Mahalach in the Rishonim. In the Shulta Gibeirim by us, b'shem Davchof Mebeis b'dapi Arif, b'shem the Riyaz, he says that the things that grow later on is usher because it's kineto mitchila lekach. Just like the Gemara says by us, that everyone agrees when you plant a tree l'shem avodah zara, it's usher. So too in this, which you didn't plant l'shem avodah zarah, you still planted a tree. But in the things that grow, it's kivun etol mitchila lekach. Those are his words, and I don't understand them. I don't understand bechlal why that's like etol mitchila lekach. You didn't plant it. Here you did not plant it l'shem avodah zarah. Here I the svara is very difficult. Another point about this about Ilan Shen Shenotel Basayf Avdai. So again, we have the Machlokes Tanoim, whether it's us or not. The opinion of Rashi by us, and again in Daf Mem Vav, says that the opinion of Rashi in the whole sugya is the whole Machlokes is by Ilan Shenotel Garin. You take a seed and you plant the seed. That's the Machlokes. But if you plant an Ilan, take a pre-existing tree and you plant it, and even the Chacham agree that it's Aser. That's the opinion of Rashi. Again, the whole machlek is by planting a seed, but a tree itself, everyone agrees that it's Aser. So there are two main drachim that understand Rashi, and Nafkamin is between them. The Ran and the Riyadz explain in Rashi, it's Aser because of the din of Talush Ulubasayis Chibra. We have to just mention a little bit the Sugya to Sugya. Comes up later on, it's really called Sugyan Chulin and Aftez Zayin, which is a Nidan, the word in the Sugyan Chulin, that it's a Nidan and call it Torah Kula, really, about something which was originally Tolush. You take bricks, and then you machaber them to the ground. You make a house out of them. So the house in the current state is called Mechubar Lakarka. So the question is the Din of Tolush, Elubasayf Chibroy, something which was originally detached, now it becomes attached to the ground. Is it considered like Karka or like Metaltal? So the Gemara there in Chulin says that for certain dinim it's considered like karka, for certain dinim it's considered like metatalin. It's also about the klalim of kol hashas. But la halacha l'gabi avodah zarah, the Gemara says there, and also later on by Yotzin and Daf Mem Zayin Amud Beis, that talush al basayif chibra is considered mechuber. It's considered talush. I'm sorry. It's considered talush. That Rav said mishtachad el abayis asray. Person bows down to a house, so the house is asr. Even though the mechuber does not become nesar from avodah zarah, but a house, a house does become nesar. It must be that tolush al basayif chibra is considered tolush. That's the sugya later on in the sugya in Chulin Adaf Tezayin. So the Ran and the Riyaz explain Lefi Rashi that this ilon shenotay is also like tolush al basayif chibra. You take a tree, and you plant it. You replant a pre-existing tree. So the tree was already tolish. So then it no longer it's not poka the shame tolish from it by the fact that you connected it to the ground. Just like bricks that you connect to the ground are still called tolish, like Abi Avodah Zarah. So within a tree that you connect to the ground is still called tolish. But when you take a garin, you take a seed. So the seed the seed right now is tolish, but the seed germinates. It loses all its entire entity disappears before it regrows, and therefore it's considered. Therefore, it is considered entirely considered mechuber, but a replanted tree is called talush ul basayif chibroi and has a shame of talush. That's why they explain in Rashi. So it seems that also Taiz understood this way in Rashi. And that's why Taiz asks that the Gemara later on has a question about a house. Says by a house it's Usr. Why didn't the Gemara say a bigger chiddush? And even by a tree it should be Usr. Lekulei Alma. Because Talosh Shul B'Saif Chibrei is Usr. A tree is much more, once you replant a tree, it becomes much more Mechubra Lekarka than a house. House, even though you stick it into the ground, you glue it to the ground, however you attach it to the ground, but it's not like a tree which gets roots in the ground. That's mamish mechuber lekarka. So when Rav said that mishtachav el abayi is asray, why did Rav not say that ilon shenotay is asr? Because talosh b'sayif chibrei. Elamai, that the tree, once it comes replanted, it's no longer considered talosh anymore. It lost all connection to being talosh. That's Taisa's question from the Gemara. But that's clear for that Taisa understood Rashi that the Said was like the Ran and the Riyaz because Talosh al Basayif Chibra is considered Talosh. So, let us partial Lafi this Mahalach and Rashi that the whole tree is Aser. Right? And when you replant the tree, the whole tree is asher l'kulei alma, because it's considered, the tree is considered talush. The tree was talush. If a person would have bowed down to the tree when it was talush, it would be asher. So even though you replanted it, it's still considered talush. However, the Blazer Meisher Horowitz wants to say different mahalach and Rashi, that it's not considered, not because of talush of b'sayif chibrei. La'olam is considered mechuber. And mechuber is not neser from avodah zarah. So why is this tree aser? This tree is aser because it has tfisas yad adam. And the tree is considered to have tfisas yad adam. And therefore it's aser. And therefore he wants to take a step further, Rabbi Elazar Moshe. He says that if that the reason is because it's called tfisas yad adam, it's not, if Cain, we could say that the guf ha'ilan, the part that you replanted, it does not consider tfisas yad adam. Only on the thing that grows afterwards is considered tfisas yad adam. Just like we said a few minutes ago, fear based Rabbi Yehuda, that aser is even by always the asers. And Rashi is mavur that what grows is called tfisas yad adam. And there dwells mavur ladas Rashi that the ikar is called ain tfisas yad adam. So you see that this chiluk exists. So when the Chacham agree by Natoi Ilon to this chiluk, that Natoi Ilon, that what grows is considered that there is a tfisas yad adam, but on the tree itself, so there's no tfisas yad adam, the tree itself is, he said it was poka, the shame of tfisas yad adam when you planted it, and it became a chubar lakarka. But you are considered a bailim, a manda omar, you made that the future growth of the tree. And therefore, the thing that grows later on will be aser, and it will be that is called the tfisas yad adam. Just ha'ara here in Rashita's Rashi, if the machlekes in our sugya is by neto garin, when you planted a seed, so and that machlekes is that before in the sugya lefir b'yesi Rabbi Yehuda, only what grows is aser, but the ikar of that is mutter. The ikar of that is mutter. The seed, where is the seed, Pashut? The seed germinates. You don't, when you plant, take a seed and you plant a tree, you're never going to find that seed again. So what does it mean that only what grows is usher, but the ikar is mutter? There's no ikar anymore. I had this question, Shver. L'maisa, the Ramban, and daf mem zayin and mebez, says, b'das Rashi, that the difference between natoy ilon and natoy garin. So the man says, what happens if you plant a branch? There are three possibilities. You could plant a whole bark of a tree, a sapling, a small tree, a real tree. That's Nato Ilan. That according to Rashi, Nato Ilan, everyone holds his Aser. Then there's Nato Garin, which is Machlikas. What happens if you take a yichur, a branch, break off a branch from a tree, and you plant it somewhere else? So the Ramban says, that's also like Nato Garin. It's also like Nato Garin, and that's the Machlikas, which in Yerushalayim, Rabbi Yehuda, and the Chachamim. So that's very good. So then we have, at least into that question, now we have a case where there still is an ikar. There's this little branch that now gets much bigger and it grows leaves and whatever. But the little branch still exists. So on that there's a machlekes whether the original yichur is and that Rabbi Yosi B'Yehuda says the difference between the yichur and the gidulim. The gidulim are usher, but the yichur is mutter. Comes out from the Ramban that the Chacham hold that there's a difference between planting a tree and planting a yichur. Planting a tree, everyone holds that it's going to be aser. Planting the yichur, then the Chacham, the branch, then the Chacham say that it's mutter. So I have to say that there's a difference in the svar of tfisas yad adam that we mentioned. The Chacham hold when you just like when you plant the garin, so it's mafkia the tfisas yad adam. You no longer see the connection of the person to it, to anything that grows, even the branches, that whole rest of the growth is not considered related to the person. Who then, when you plant a branch, according to the Chachamim, it's mafkia entirely the tfisas yad adam, things that grow from now on. Because all we see is the branch is, we don't see a tree right now, we just see a branch, it's a small thing. So all the future growth is mafkia, it's planting it, it's kilu, the tree is a new entity that's going to come later on. So the future growth is not related to the person that planted it. Hashem, when you plant a tree, so then we already see a tree, so the tree is just getting bigger. So then the future growth of the tree is related to the person. That's the sheet of Rashi, that by Nato, the whole machalik is by Nato Garin, but Nato Ilan, everyone holds that it's Asr. And Taisus holds not that way. Taisus holds that the whole, the opposite of Rashi, the whole machalik is by Nato Ilan. That's the machalik, is whether it's called Fisus Yad Adam or not. But Nato Garin, everyone knows that it's not called Fisus Yad Adam, for things are going to grow afterwards. That's entirely mafkir what you did. You planted a seed, and then the tree that comes out later is kilu unrelated to the seed. We don't consider that a tfisis yad adam, and everyone holds that that's mutter. So let's just make a summary of what we saw here about the sugars of Elon, is that it's a little bit confusing. Summarize the dinim that came out. There's a machlekes in the Gemara by us between Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yudin, and the Chachamim by a tree that you planted shalei l'shem avodah zarah, and then a person was eivid it. According to Chachamim, it's mutter. And according to Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, it's Aser. And in our sugya, it's Mavur, that if you're Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Huda, the Iser is only on what grows afterwards. But the Iker Ilan itself is Mutter. And the Chacham hold that everything is Mutter. So let's start now with Hidus Chacham. The Chacham hold that everything is Mutter. According to Tesvis, the Chacham hold that always everything is Mutter. Bein Nato Ilan, Bein Nato Garin. It's not called Tisis Yad Adam. All the future growth of the tree we don't relate that to the person that planted it. That kilu, the tree, is growing on its own, and therefore it's all, everything is mutter, according to the Chachamim. Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda says no, that when you take a tree and you plant it, so then I say that the future growth of the tree is because of the person. Future growth of the growth of the tree is because of the person. That's called Fisis Yad Adam, and therefore it's Asr. But Nato Garin, according to Tesis, even Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's mutter. Because there, I don't see the relationship to the person at all. That's the tree sprouted on its own. But Nato Ilan, you already have a tree, and now you're just causing it to grow more. So then the future growth of the tree is related to the person. That is the opinion of Tesis in the Machlekes between Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda and the Chacham. Rashi holds that by Nato, by Nato Ilan, everyone holds that it's Aser. Even the Chum hold that it's Aser. Because then why? Then the Chum agree that the future growth of the tree, we do relate that to the person. That is called the Tfisis Yad Adam. But by Nato Garin, or as the Ramban says, Hu Adin Nato Yichur, which is a branch, when, in these cases, then there's a machlekes between the Chum and Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, whether the future growth of the tree is considered to be, it is considered to be a Tfisis Yad Adam or not, whether we relate that to the person or not. That's the dinim and the svaras that come out in this question of Ilan. The last point about Ilan is that the Gemara says that if Nato mitchila lekach, then everyone holds that it's Aser. When Nato mitchila lekach, then it's Aser. So if Machlokes Rishonim had to understand this Iser of Nato mitchila lekach, the Ramban says we first have to give Hakdama. There's a Machlokes later on between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, and Av Nun Aleph Mabez, that a person that makes an Avodah Zarah, and he wasn't yet Ovid it, is it Nesa or not? So according to Rabbi Akiva, the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is Asr Miyad even before he's Ovid it. The Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is only Asr once he's Ovid it. And Rabbi Shmuel says the opposite. The Avodah Zarah of Yisrael is Asr even before you're Ovid, and the Avodah Zarah of a Goy is only Asr once you're Ovid. Then you have to see later on. There's machlekes. At what point the avodah zarah is nesar, and everyone agrees there's a certain type of avodah zarah which is nesar even before you're oivid it. So the Ramban says by us that the iser of nato mitchila lekach is only in a type of situation when an avodah zarah which is nesar miyad, and an avodah zarah which could be nesar even before you're oivid it. According to Rabbi Akiva, by avodah zarah of a goy. According to Rabbi Shmuel, by Avodah Zarah of Yisrael, that the Ramban says, then the Gemara is very logical. So you're planting this tree, l'shem Avodah Zarah. So even though you weren't yet Avodah the tree, but it doesn't matter. Once the planting of the tree was done, l'shem Avodah Zarah, so now it became an Avodah Zarah. And even before you're Avodah, it could be an Avodah Zarah. But if we need the Avodah in order to Aser it, it's only Aser becomes Aser after a person has Avodah it. So at that time, it's already Mechubar Lakarka. So how could it be Nesa? There's nothing special according to Ramban, Ben Nato Mitchila Lakach, the Etzem. The word of Nato Mitchila Lakach says that because that if the Isser is only it can be chal before you're oivid it. So here the Isser can be chal actually before it became a chubur lakarka. I took a tree, and as I'm planting the tree, I'm saying this tree is for Aveda Zara. So even before it became a Chobar Lakarka, so as it becomes a Chobar Lakarka, it's Nesar. But if I need the Aveda to Asar it, so I can't say that the planting that the person did yesterday, L'shem Aveda Zara, is going to be Mashpi on what happens right now. Because right now it's like a regular tree. The Machshavas of the person are all Betel and Mumuv Utalim right now. So right now it became a tree. And at the time that he planted it, it did not become Nesar. So now I have a regular tree, and a person bows down to a tree, the tree is Mutter. That's the opinion of the Ramban, a very logical opinion. However, in the Chidush Aran, it's Mavur, that even according to the Man Omar, that it's only Nesar once you're over it. But because of Neto Mitchil Lekach, so that Neto Mitchil Lekach makes it like a tfisas yar adam to answer it later on. That's what the Chidush Aran says. The din is before and also tasting later on, and even though we need an avoid later on to answer it, something later on to answer it, but if it's natom mitchil lakach, will be answer. So this is, the svar is very difficult. The Ramban actually mentions this svar, this possibility. And the Ramban says, it doesn't make any sense to say that because you did it lechatchilo l'shem avoid zara, so that works for the avoid later on. Because again, we're going to the chachamim that if you planted shelo l'shem avodah zara, so it's not called it's not nesar. So we see that the stamp planting of a tree doesn't it's not called a tfisas yad adam according to the chachamim. You need the netom mitchil lekach that as you plant it, that made in the avodah zara. But if the planting itself does not make it an avodah zara, so how does your machshava beforehand work for the avodah that happens later on? That's taka very difficult. L'chor, what you see over here, I don't understand it fully, but I understand it a little bit. I mean, I saw the story in Chazon Ish, copy, so good with you tomorrow's daf. That the Isser of avodah zara is different than other isurim. Is that the yisur Isser of avodah zara, says Chazon Ish, is because of the machshava. The machshava that person wants it to be avodah zara. That's what makes it aser. Between isra of a mace, that a mace or things that are connected to the mace are aser. They are just being on the mace is what makes it aser. It's the machshava which makes it aser. It also has to be obviously connected to the avodah zara, but it's be a sign, the machshava that the person wants this to be connected to the avodah zara. That's what makes it aser. So that's what I would understand as the kivun. To understand this sheet of the Chidush Aran, we said the also later on that when a person is miyached is to be an avodah zara. So even though right now it's not chal shem avodah zara on it, it's not nesar for avodah zara, it's not chal shem avodah zara on it. All that is true, but the yichud of the plan for avodah zara is here. So when someone goes and bows down later on, we don't say that's a new thing and that's unrelated to it beforehand. No, that's. It's that the fact that he went and actually was mekayim his machshava, and he bowed down to it later on, so that somehow says that the whole planting of the tree is to make it an avodah zara. So avodah the isra is only chal befoyal at the time that the person actually plants it. But that's for sure true. But the plan of avodah zara starts from the planting, and it's concluded when the person bows down to it. So therefore, we can see that the whole ilan became an ilan of avodah zara. So that's part of the kivun to understand the ran. But the Ramban argues. Ramban says, "No, that it has to be that only I did the planting itself, not that she became an avodah zara." Those were al kopanim the drachim that we have in the din of the Torah mitchila lakach. One last point I want to talk about today is din of that you have to get rid of the sharashim of the desert. Torah l'sharish acharei. So what does that mean? What's the pasha? Practically, what does this mean? So it's mashma and Rashi and it's mafurish and the Meiri. But it means you have to get rid of the roots. Not only have to get rid of the avodah zara itself, you also have to get rid of the roots of the avodah zara. That's what they learn. The Rambam though, the Rambam Perek Zayin of avodah zara locha beis. The Rambam says. The Rambam Maisa never brings down Mefurish the din of Tzarech L'Sharish Acharei, but the Rambam does say the following. Eretz Yisrael mitzvah lirdef acharei, And in Eretz Yisrael, you have to run after the Avodah Zarah until we get rid of it and from all of our land. So the Taz, in your idea, Kuf Mem Vav, of Katan Beis, the Taz says the Rambam is referring to the din of Lashar Shechareah. And the Rambam understands it to mean that Eretz Yisrael needs to be Menukim to Heres from Avodah Zarah. Therefore, we have to go search after the Avodah Zarah to uproot it from the land. Shingin in Chutz Laretz, just when you find an Avodah Zarah, then you get rid of the Avodah Zarah. You don't have to go do any Bedikas Chometz to search for more. But in Eretz Yisrael, there's in of Lashar Shechareah, you have to go search and uproot it entirely from Eretz Yisrael. That's how you understand the Pshat in the Rambam. I just saw an interesting point, though, in the din of in the opinion of Rashi and the Meiri, that it means to get rid of the roots. So I brought that from the Sefer Beis Mordechai, that he proves from here that the Sharashim are not called the Iker of the Asherah. If it wouldn't be for a unique Pasuk, we wouldn't know to get rid of the roots of the Avodah Zarah. She says what that means, why not? The tree, why is the tree more part on top of the ground than part on bottom of the ground? The whole thing is the tree. Says you see here that the Avodah, the Isra Avodah Zarah is not chal on the chefsa, on anything, on the, he calls it the etzem. Rather it's chal on the toyar. Rather it's chal on what the defining feature of it. When a person sees a tree, so it's true the tree is connected to the roots. But in our minds, when we look at a tree, we just see the part that's growing in the ground. So we define the tree is by the part that grows above the ground, not by the roots. So therefore, even though it's all connected, it's a one chefza, but that doesn't answer for Avodah Zarah. He says there's also the site of the Mishnah later on in Daf Nun Gimel. The Mishnah says that for Bitul Avodah Zarah, it's enough that you're Mekalka the Tzura of it. Even though you didn't change anything, you didn't break anything. As long as you're Mekalka the Tzura, it's lost the Tzura of what it was beforehand. So that's a Bitul. Even though the chefza is still there. When you talk about the Avodah Zarah, the Isra of the Avodah Zarah is not chal on the etzem, rather on the toyar, rather than the defining feature of it. So if you're mekalka the tzura, so then it doesn't have the defining feature anymore. But in a tree, the defining feature of the tree is the part that grows above the ground. That's ikar of the tree. So we need a new pasuk to be marba, have to be mishar shachar. You even have to uproot the roots of the tree. But it's not the tree itself, it's the roots of the tree. Even on that, that's a new din to get rid of even the roots of the tree. Ad kan for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf and shas, including Maariv Mishnayos on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.